You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Will there be a run on red vines after LeBron James was seen eating them on the Lakers bench? He apparently got them from a fan or someone who was sitting nearby. And it was late in the fourth quarter against the Pelicans on Tuesday, and he's chomping away on candy after scoring 40 points. I kind of feel like he's earned it. But now, will that be a trend on Twitter and social media? It just might. We're pretty wishy-washy that way. We tend to hop on pop, kind of the next big thing, and then it fades away and we find something else to obsess over. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, our home show, middle show of the work week. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're waking up on your Wednesday morning, you got this, peeps. It's your hump day. You will make it. I am confident. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Wait, I need the page. I don't have this memorized. They found a better way to mortgage. This is so good. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We got a lot going on. Coming up in a mere 15 minutes, our QB news. Everything from John Elway, Denver Broncos, being interested in speaking to Tom Brady? Well, that's interesting. How about Matt Rhule, new head coach of the Panthers, giving you his Cam Newton hopes and dreams? And why won't the new head coach of the Giants confirm that Daniel Jones is his starting quarterback? Huh. I guess some guys just got to do it their way. So some QB news coming up in 15 minutes. In 30 minutes, ask Amy anything. Sort of. That's how our voice God puts it. Ask Amy anything, sort of. It's up to Chris, actually. So send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also on our Facebook page. Chris, thumbs up or thumbs down? How are we doing on questions so far? Oh, two thumbs up. Like he's giving us a movie review. So we've got a lot of questions, but if yours are unique,
that escalated quickly,
and creative, maybe you'll wriggle your way into the equation. So send your questions, and while you're there, you can also answer our question of the night, our question of the hump show. What is the movie or TV show you've never watched, and honestly, truth be told, you have no interest in watching, but you don't say it out loud very often because you might get some strange looks? I don't know. If I tell people I never have watched WWE or WWF, wait, it was WWF before that, right? I've never watched either of those products. Does that get me strange looks? I think it's kind of a niche deal. I used to make fun of it on the air. People would get so mad at me. It's not that I care if you find it entertaining. It's just that we can't call it a sport. The outcomes of sports are not rigged. It's acting. It's fine. It's entertainment. But a sport? Not so much. I feel like that's an insult to wrestling. But I digress. What is the movie or TV show you've never seen, not even an episode, that you probably don't want to say out loud in mixed company because people might lose all respect for you? So again, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, Chris is actually retweeting a bunch of your answers. And then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our phone number, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Carl, I think, is going to lose all of Chris's respect when I read this tweet. I've never seen Scarface. I've actually never seen Scarface. Black Panther, or, here we go, Chris, any of the Marvel movies, for that matter. How many have you seen, Chris? How many Marvel movies?
All of them.
Right, but how many are there?
Like 23 or something like that.
That's even more crazy than me with my Star Wars. Are you planning on seeing, or you with your Star Wars, are you, wait, you haven't seen the new one yet, though, have you?
The new Star Wars?
Did you see the news? Yeah. Yes, you saw the new Star Wars. You actually didn't see it a second time. That's what we talked about.
I saw it before you.
That's true. And then I remember we had the conversation about whether or not you're going to see it a second time. So the Marvel movies, there's a new one coming out, right? This is the one about the Black Widow family history?
Oh, yes.
Are you very excited?
No.
But are you going to watch it anyway?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. So he's so locked in that even if he doesn't want to see the movie, he still sees the movie.
I've invested like hundreds of hours at this point. You're not going to stop now, you know?
Well, at some point they become highly repetitive and not so original anymore.
Save the world, fall in love. It's, you know, it's a run-of-the-mill day in the Marvel Universe.
I've seen all the Fast and Furious movies to the point at which Paul Walker was not in them anymore. Right, so was it 7 was the last one he was in, I think?
Not sure.
I think it was 7. But I have no interest in the ones after that because he was one of my favorite parts of them. So I can understand at some point deciding you're not interested in, for instance, the TV show 24. I think I binged watched the first 4 or 5 seasons, and then people warned me off about 6 and 7 that they weren't nearly as good. So then I hopped in where they had started to air new live seasons and really enjoyed those. But I'm not in any way interested in 24 Legacy or whatever the name of the new show is. So what are the movies and TV shows that you've never seen that you don't tend to admit very loudly? I am, I'll just be honest, stunned by the number of people who are like me that have never seen Game of Thrones. Dave, have you seen Game of Thrones?
Not a single second.
Yeah, me either. In fact, the only thing, here's how much I've watched of it. Aaron Rodgers in the half second before he got burned up. That was all I've seen of Game of Thrones. I know nothing else about it except that a lot of people die. And then people were really upset with the ending, right? Wasn't the ending ticked people off, I think?
One of those rush jobs just to get it done.
Oh, okay.
It didn't reflect the entire epic journey.
Oh, so Chris, you watched that epic journey as well?
I did. Not a fan, though.
Do you feel like Chris does anything but binge watch TV and movies? How much time? Are you one of those people who, if you're not working or sleeping, you have something on your device or your TV?
It's more of a serial binger, I would say. So not old. There is downtime in between, big podcast guy, but it's like I'll get through a whole series. Like the new HBO series, The Outsider, I fell in love with it, and I'm already caught up, and I just started like 3 or 4 days ago.
Chris cannot be without some form of media around him. Do you read books?
No, I read a lot of art. Can I have a caveat? Because I do this job, it requires you to read a lot of articles every day to make sure you're staying on top of all the sports news.
But I also read fiction. I do have time for fiction. So I read books, you binge watch.
It's a lot of words.
Huh. Funny that we're in the business of words and communication. I mean, it's a minor detail. Who really needs words to do a radio show? It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Joe on Twitter, back to the future. Well, I would say you're missing out. They're really entertaining, but I can also understand why today's generation might not be familiar with Back to the Future. Michael J. Fox was funny, though. He was really good in those movies, and it showed you kind of his chops, too. Although he's still really talented, even as he deals with Parkinson's, but he was so young then, too. So you can find us on Twitter or on Facebook. Bonnie admits she's never seen Titanic. You guys, this is really funny. Actually, if you Google this, you might find this. Back right before we changed over, so this was back when producer Tom and Isaac were still working on the show, we discovered somehow that there is an entire generation of Americans that didn't realize Titanic actually happened. It was based on a true event. There is an entire faction of people, Americans out there, who believe Titanic is nothing more than a movie. I didn't even think that was possible. They still have that in history books, right? That
is
still.
Wait, is it because they weren't properly educated, or because they
apparently
don't believe it?
No. They just didn't know.
Oh my goodness!
That's the category. Is that there's in a whole. If you Google it, there are enough people that they make up a percentage of Americans who didn't know Titanic was an actual event in our nation's history.
He's got to be CEO smart.
I didn't believe it until Tom started reading these articles to me about people who were arguing over whether or not it was an actual pet. Oh my gosh. Do you think there are also people out there that don't think World War I actually happened or any of the world wars happened?
I'll nominate Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yeah. The one that thinks the earth is flat. Let's see. What else? Randy says on Twitter, the movie that people give me a shocked and incredulous reaction to is when I say I've never seen any of the Die Hard movies. Never been a big fan of Bruce Willis. Oh, Chris. Chris is nodding his head.
Yep.
Because you don't like Bruce Willis or because you don't think they look interesting?
No.
You are a big fan of explosions.
Right. Well, one would think I would have seen it based on the conversation
one
we
would
just
think
had.
That, yes.
But I sadly have not. And, ooh, and the okay. ironic part is that every year around Christmas time, it becomes a hot button issue in our job because sports radio, sports media is Die Hard a Christmas movie.
Yeah,
and I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Let's see. Daniel wants to know, did I end up liking 1917? And I meant to talk about this on Sunday night, Monday morning, and never did because we had so much else going on. So I will answer Daniel's question. Yes, I really enjoyed 1917. There wasn't a lot of character development, so I wish I knew more about the two young stars. I don't want to give away anything because it's still in the movie theaters. But it was very intense. With the one camera shot, the one camera angle, extremely intense. You felt as though you were right in the middle of the action the entire time. It was almost breathtaking the way that it was filmed. So the cinematography was phenomenal. I did like the movie. I feel like with the storylines that they were given, the actors did a very good job. It was believable. The emotions were there. And I understand what it was meant to be. It was a small snapshot of the horrors and the dangers of war. And so it to me was very realistic and very, very intense because of how they filmed it. So yes, I thought it was really good. I would recommend it. It was heavy though as well. And there are a lot of people that like war movies. This is one that I thought about a lot once I left the theater. Andrew from South Carolina, also a soulmate, never seen any of the Godfather movies. He says, John also agrees with The Sopranos. Kevin says Breaking Bad, so Kevin and I are on the same page. Chuck tweets Parks and Recreation. Is that with my boy Chris Pratt? Parks and Recreation. I was just losing interest in The Office when this debuted, and to me it seemed like a complete Office knockoff. Great actors and actresses, just too similar. No, no, Chuck, the question is a TV show you've never seen. You can't give me a review of a TV show you've never seen. No, 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 no. You're missing it, Chuck. You're missing it altogether. Chuck, that was a facepalm Friday. A facepalm hump show. Okay, coming up, some QB news. And you still have a few minutes to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. What is the movie or TV show you've, Chuck, never seen that you try not to tell people because you usually get funny looks in return? It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Have the off-season blues?
Blake Bortles delivers to his tight end.
Mariota drop. Fires downfield. It's caught to the five, to the end zone. Oh, my goodness.
How about the Hail Mary from Winston?
He's to the five. He's in for the touchdown.
What a play by Manning.
Rodgers.
In the end zone.
Time for QB News on After Hours.
Guess what? I just realized I still have coffee in my cup. I'm very excited. That doesn't really matter to you, but it makes your host a much happier girl. That and talking about NFL quarterbacks and what could be or could not be a very active game of musical chairs in the offseason. We don't actually know. I think it's pretty interesting. You'll hear from Bruce Arians here in a moment. He says, we don't really know how many quarterbacks are going to be available, and that's accurate. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. John Elway, you know, the guy that brought Peyton Manning to Denver and helped them get to two Super Bowls and win Super Bowl 50. He likes those free agent QBs. He's tried a couple that haven't panned out. He admitted on Tuesday at the scouting combine that he is open to talking to one Tom Brady, especially if he decides to keep his options open and not re-sign with New England immediately.
Hey.
You know, he's at the time of his life. He still wants to play. It'll be interesting for him to kind of explore and see what's out there, and I'm sure that's kind of exciting to him to kind of look around and see what's available. So I'm just glad that he's thinking about playing again. He's great for the game, and he's been great for this league. He's been with the same guys in the same system for a long, long time, and so to change that, change practice, you know, where he's practiced, the head coaches, the coach, and all those type of things, I think having gotten used to where he's been for so long, I think just the change, it might be exciting for him, but I think it's going to be a lot of work.
Now, don't read into this. Elway is one of those guys who will consider all his options and talk to anyone. He likes to have a lot of information. He went on to say he hopes Tom Brady stays with the Patriots, similar to what he did in his career, where he spent his entire, well, he moved his way to Denver. He forced his way to Denver and then spent the rest of his career there. But you get my point, all of his playing days. So Elway would speak to Brady, but would think that it's the right thing for him to stay in New England. And also isn't unhappy with Drew Locke. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Bruce Arians is answering a lot of questions about his quarterback, Jameis Winston, who threw for over 5,000 yards last season, had 30-plus touchdowns, but also had 30 interceptions. How would the quarterback whisperer evaluate his own QB?
I thought he progressed. I would have hoped to see more. You know, some of those mistakes in those last three or four ball games, I would like to see erased, and hopefully they will be.
One of my favorite interviews of all time on After Hours. The opportunity to talk with Bruce Arians. I was nervous. I'm such a big fan, and he was extremely gracious and gave fantastic answers, very in-depth. It's on our YouTube channel, in case you're wondering. After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. And then Bruce Arians said something that really appealed to me. It looks like there could be a lot of veteran quarterbacks available, but you probably shouldn't bank on that. And so it's really impossible right now for him to make a decision. He and a lot of other teams are taking a wait-and-see approach.
You really don't know who's available, right? Because when the tags come out, and then you'll know, you need that short window to talk to somebody. The legal tampering period, you're really talking, you don't even know the guy's really going to be on the market. So it's a hard one to say that there's all these quarterbacks are out there. I think maybe two or three will be out there.
So according to Arians, it's much ado about nothing. Tom Brady scheduled to meet with the Patriots, or at least his agent is scheduled to meet with the Patriots this week at the Combine. He may end up not being available. We know Philip Rivers is out there. We don't know about Andy Dalton, still a member of the Bengals. They hope to find him a home via trade that will make him happy. The Lions deny that they are shopping Matthew Stafford, though they do have that number three pick that they could use for negotiations. We don't know about Jameis Winston. What about Cam Newton? Well, according to the new head coach in Carolina, Matt Rhule, Cam Newton is going nowhere.
I'm unbelievably excited to get a chance to work with Cam. You know, you come in from the outside, you don't really, you kind of know as a fan, but just on a personal note, getting to know him, I mean, he is a diligent guy. He's working so hard, both in Atlanta and in Carolina, to get himself healthy.
David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, has indicated that they were taking a wait-and-see approach themselves about the 2015 NFL MVP, that they were going to hold off any judgment until he was healthy. But Matt Rhule has been given a lot of control over personnel decisions, and he says he wants Cam in Carolina, that the goal is to get Cam healthy and that he will be their starting quarterback. That comes straight from the Panthers' mouth. After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Now, if you were wondering about Dak Prescott, maybe he was going to be available. We've squashed that before. That's not happening. That whole rumor about Brady potentially going to the Cowboys, not happening. The question is whether or not Dak will be under a franchise tag or if the Cowboys can get a deal done with them. Stephen Jones at the Combine has admitted they haven't had any discussions since September, though they are scheduled to meet with reps for both Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper in Indianapolis. But let's just draw the line in the sand because Dak is going nowhere.
I mean, Dak's our quarterback, and you know, he's our quarterback for the future, and we have nothing but the greatest respect for him. He's a competitor. You know, he's won a lot of football games for us. Obviously, he, like us, we all want to take that next step. you know, and get into a championship game and, you know, get to the big game and ultimately win a championship.
Squash that like a bug. Dak Prescott will be a Dallas Cowboy moving forward. Again, they don't know if they'll get a deal done or if it'll be on the franchise tag. The deadline's been pushed back a little bit. And even after a player gets tagged, there is still a stretch, a few months, where they can negotiate and try to get a deal done before he has to play under that tag. So we'll wait and see. But the Cowboys are not budging. They are not waffling on Dak Prescott. Now, you would think the New York Giants also had their quarterback situation all shored up, and yet their new head coach, he wants to reserve judgment. So wait, Joe Judge? Head coach Joe Judge, why won't you declare Daniel Jones your starting QB?
I haven't worked with these guys in the field yet, which that's the ultimate test of how they really are within your program.
Oh, please.
Okay, so before I really have an expert view on what this is, I've got to coach the guy on the field first. I've got to know how he responds to me, how he responds to Jason, how he responds to Pat. I've got to know how they're going to go out there and execute the schemes, how they can learn the classroom, apply it in the grass. There's a lot of things we still have to find out about these guys.
I just rolled my eyes a couple times, actually. Yes, Daniel Jones is the Giants' starting quarterback. For him to say that, fine. He wants to do it his own way. He's got to see these guys on the field. I get it. Saquon Barkley, he's also the starting running back. So, yeah, there really aren't any questions at those two quarterback spots in the NFC East. Are you ready for Ask Amy Anything? Even as we're asking you what movies and TVs you've never seen that you hesitate to share publicly because people give you funny looks. Tony, listening in, I think he's in Detroit. Let me check. Yes. Morning sports anchor for 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Tony is our friend. He's been on the show before. And he just replied and said, Avatar. I'm a huge fan of sci-fi, but it just never looked interesting to me. So thank you, Tony, for listening and weighing in. Let's see. Tony, a different Tony, says he's also never seen The Godfather. Clearly, there are more people on my uninhabited island than what I originally thought. Tony's also never seen It's a Wonderful Life. Well, that's too bad. It's a definite feel-good movie. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, and straight ahead, Ask Amy Anything. So you've got plenty to do on our social media. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy Hump Show to you.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I'm not sure what it says about me that people are apologizing that they've never watched Star Wars. It's fine. Do I think you're missing out? Absolutely. But we would be one heck of a boring culture if we all loved the same things in the way of entertainment. There are, I'm sure, plenty of things that you all love that I have zero interest in. Chris and I just talked about the fact that I read books and he doesn't. He prefers to binge watch probably a lot more than I do. And so it takes all kinds and we're good. No need to apologize. But boy, you've definitely missed out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What movie or TV show have you never seen that you get a funny reaction when you admit? And we'll get back to those answers. But as part of our hump show, Ask Amy Anything. Chris told us two thumbs up on the question. So I'm not going to step aside, but I'm going to allow him to start asking these questions. Let's go. Ball in the tee. Let's go.
Let's do it. We will start with a Star Wars question. Craig says that he has never seen a Star Wars movie. What order should he watch them in?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. I feel like I'm partial to watching them in the way that they came out because that's how I watched them. But if you're starting from scratch, it's probably better to watch the sequels and then watch what was the original trilogy that was always marked 4, 5, and 6. George Lucas always knew he was going to go back and do prequels. He wrote a lot of this before he ever made a movie. And then the newer ones. And in terms of Rogue One and Solo, I guess you can watch them wherever you want. Although Rogue One fits nicely in between 3 and 4. So if it were me and you've never watched them before and someone, and I wanted you to get excited about Star Wars, the only problem is 1, 2, and 3 are not the best movies. So if you watch 1, 2, and 3, you might then not want to watch any others. But if you're committed to seeing what they're all about, 1, 2, 3, Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, and then the new trilogy, 7, 8, 9. Chris, where would you say you put Solo? Would you include Solo in that?
Yes, but I would put it on the back burner because I feel like that is more of a fun movie than a quintessential Wars movie. Like, if you're going to designate all that time to watch the Star Wars series, watch the main ones.
Well, and I include Rogue One because it's one of my favorites. It's top three, though it could be a standalone. It doesn't have to be. It's phenomenal. Okay. Yay, Star Wars. All right, moving on.
All right, notes taken. Everyone's ready to go. Ralph wants to know, Amy, did you ever play hooky at school? And if you did you get caught?
No, I was one of those nerds who couldn't stand not having perfect attendance. Are you kidding me? You know me. I absolutely I was so upset. I cried when my mom wouldn't let me go to school. For instance, I wasn't feeling well, had to stay home, or if school got canceled. Yeah, no, I was the nerd that couldn't stand being home. I had to go to school. I counted the days until school started again. That was me. I have no excuse for myself. But no, I did not play hooky.
Speaking of school, we'll go to Nathan next. He wants to know who or what influenced you to get into sports media.
Larry Bird. Yes, Larry Bird. But also Johnny Most, Glenn Ordway. They were the Celtics broadcasters when I was growing up in Concord, New Hampshire, and we didn't have cable TV where we lived. So just to tell you how far out in the boonies we lived, our town line was the property line, but we lived in the woods. We had a bear who lived in our front yard. I mean, he was our bear. We didn't hang out with him, but he was always there. And so we were out in the woods, and we didn't have cable TV when I was younger. And so I followed the Celtics by listening on the radio. And Johnny Most, Glenn Ordway were the announcers, loved it. And that made me want to get into radio. That's why I'm a radio junkie. Talk show hosting was never part of the plan, but I have to pay the bills somehow. So here I am. Stunning that they still allow me to have a show, but here I am.
Oh, we have fun.
We do.
Come on now. We'll go to Isaiah next, and he has a very appropriate question tonight because his question has to do with something that's out in our newsroom, and I'm sure you will explain.
Wait.
He wants to know
the mold growing, you mean?
No, well, that's a different topic for a different day. he wants to know
Dave,
what do you prefer, Skittles or Starburst?
Starburst. I like Skittles, don't get me wrong, but I get sick of Skittles more quickly than I do Starburst, if that makes sense. You know, sometimes you gorge on a candy, and then after a while, you just can't eat anymore. I love Sour Patch Kids, but I can only eat a few before I have to take a break for them. Not so with gummy bears. When it comes to Skittles, I can only eat a couple handfuls before my mouth needs a break. But Starburst, ooh, those I could eat an entire package of.
So there is a
thanks for
box.
Telling me.
There's a box of Skittles.
That's great.
In the back of our newsroom.
I'm training for a half marathon. Pipe down. Hush.
So there's not a box of Skittles.
Although
I
did wait.
Newsroom.
So there are also Snickers out there. I managed to leave 2 bites. So I ate 2/3 of it, but I didn't eat the whole thing. So I feel like this is a minor willpower miracle.
Those 27 calories saved are going to go a long way towards the day.
I love Snickers. Snickers are so much better than just like a protein bar that has some chocolate. No, not the same as a Snickers.
All right. Well, speaking of working it off, we'll
hangry.
Talk about some sports and some exercise now. Ralph wants to know, when playing sports, did you ever get into a fight during your playing days?
No. What? No. I barked a lot, but I mean, that's just, I was mostly barking for my own team, not barking at other people. So people would get, opponents would get annoyed at me because I was loud, but whatever. That's my entire life. So no, I never got into a fight. No one's going to mess with me. I'm big and I'm strong. Get out of my way. Not on my lawn, or not on my house, I guess would be more appropriate.
A-Law the enforcer.
Yeah, I kind of lost my I didn't truly really trash talk either, so I shouldn't say I lost my touch. That wasn't really part of my deal.
Not a finesse player?
I was just loud.
Okay.
Wait, did you say not a finesse player?
Oh, I'm asking. Is that what you're saying? You weren't a finesse player?
No, I said I wasn't a trash talker. Those two things have nothing to do with each other. What? I don't even know. It's just whatever. Yes, I was a finesse player. I was a post player that I could go both ways. I could go right or left. Hook shots, up and unders, anything. Yeah, absolutely. Drop steps. Boom.
All right, don't mess then. Larry wants to know, when you're home in New Hampshire, did you have a favorite ice cream stand? I don't know if New Hampshire is known for their ice cream specifically, but he wants to know.
I don't know that we had a favorite ice cream stand, but for those of you who are familiar with Concord, New Hampshire, you may know Granite State Candy. It's been there. It's a little candy shop that's in downtown Concord, and it's been there for decades. And it was my it was only a block from where I went to school. It was my favorite place to go when mom would allow us. So mom was a teacher, so we had to stick around a lot of times after school was over. And sometimes if she had a meeting, she would give us a couple bucks and tell us to go to Granite State Candy. So you walk into the place and you smelled like you put on 10 pounds. It was so great. Old mom and pop candy shop. That is what I would recommend to people who ever visit Concord, New Hampshire. Granite State Candy Shop.
Dan wants to know, who are some of your favorite authors, speaking of books earlier?
Ah, yes, for sure. I love Timothy Zahn, if we're talking Star Wars genre. Timothy Zahn is a science fiction writer, but he also wrote eight different Star Wars books of the Legends canon. So the older canon, George Lucas canon, not the current one. He's also written a bunch with the new canon. I just haven't read them yet, but he's phenomenal. My favorite Victorian murder mystery writer is Ann Perry. I also loved Agatha Christie. So those are two murder mystery writers that I really adore. Let's see. Stephanie Barron, for those of you who love Jane Austen, she takes what we know of Jane Austen's estate and her books and her journals and her letters to her sister, like the actual Jane Austen, and she kind of fills in the gaps and writes fiction around those. And they're also mysteries, which is fun. So you kind of feel like you have more of Jane Austen. And those were endorsed by her estate. So those are some of the authors that I really like. I'm on to a new one right now, too. Julie Klassen, I think her name is. My mom just got me started on her first series. So I'm big into the fiction, big into Victorian period literature.
Do you and the moms have like a book of the month club going?
No, but we do share titles back and forth. My mother goes through books like I go through...
Snickers bars?
No. More frequent than that. Like, I go through eggs. I eat a lot of eggs. My mother could easily... in fact, she came to my house over Christmas and sat down in my chair one night while I was writing a column and read a book in 2 hours. She powers through books. So we do share titles, but I just... Mom, I have to add it to my list. I'm not there yet.
Speed reading. That's a very impressive skill.
And she is... Yeah, she loves to read. It's her favorite hobby.
All right, Tony is up next. He wants to know, first, what is your favorite bedtime snack? Healthy variety.
I'm here.
And of the guilty pleasure variety. If you were to go to bed at a normal hour.
You know, we don't use the word normal around here, right? Normal. How does one define normal?
That's true.
Okay, so I do not generally have snacks before bed because when I go to bed in the morning, so coming up, I will have just eaten breakfast. However, when it is the weekend and I'm looking for a snack, this is going to sound odd because a lot of people love cereal. I mean, a lot of people love ice cream. I eat cereal. I love cereal. And so it's one of the things I had to cut out when mom and I were doing Weight Watchers, which I did, but I miss cereal. So when I work out, I generally like to have a bowl of cereal, either Special K with a bunch of blueberries, some granola cereal I really like, or, something else like a granola kind of slash fruit mix. So I really do. I don't go Apple Jacks anymore. That was what I ate when I was a kid. So I like cereal. And then what was the other question? Bedtime snack and what?
So he wanted to know, do you have like a healthy variety and healthy. then a guilty pleasure?
Fruit smoothies. If I'm going to go healthy, I make a fruit smoothie with Greek yogurt and then some frozen fruit, mango, but also generally a berry, whether it be raspberry, whether it be blueberries. So yes, I'm trying to be healthy. It's a fruit smoothie.
So Brian wants to know, and obviously other than the After Hours podcast, which everyone should go download every single night and listen.
Boom.
Give us a love. He wants to know, do you have any podcasts that you listen to?
Actually, it's funny that you ask because I just downloaded. I didn't even know Google had I have a Samsung Galaxy, which is Google. And I didn't even know Google had a podcast center, but it does. So I actually had to put it on my phone because I didn't have it before. And I just found Slow Burn. If you guys ever heard of that, it's an episodal podcast. And the season one of Slow Burn looks back at Watergate through the eyes of a very chatty Kathy secretary who kind of played the role of whistleblower. She talked too much, and that's how some of the word got out. Anyway, I'm a big history buff, so I just... I'm about to start this podcast called Slow Burn from Slate, and season one is about Watergate, so I'm really excited to listen to that on my next road trip.
That's like the variety of podcasts that are very in right now.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's popular?
Yeah, like the Serial type of podcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Short seasons of different topics.
Yes. If I can remember the one that I obsessed over a couple of years ago, give me a second and I'll remember it or I'll Google it here. My last road trip to Houston, I went through the entire, I think there were 16 episodes. I went through all of them. I couldn't stop listening to it. My poor dog, she was probably done with listening to the lady's voice, but it was so good. It was about a mystery. They were trying to go back and resolve a murder, looking at all the evidence. It was phenomenal. Also, when I went to see the New Jersey Symphony play Return of the Jedi, remember the music live, I ran into some fellow Star Wars nerds who gave me suggestions for a couple of podcasts about John Williams, the iconic composer, not just Star Wars, but a lot of other incredible movies and TV. So that's also on my podcast list.
Well, while you look that up, I'll give you a topic that you're very versed in so you can multitask here. Josh wants to know, who is your favorite hockey player
Cereal.
Of all time?
I think it's Cereal.
Okay.
Not like Cereal the food, but Cereal.
Well, we cover both types of cereal on this edition of Ask
Wait, I'm sorry. Ask me the question again.
He wants to know about your favorite hockey player who was not traded during the deadline.
I know. Stunning, right? Instead of Joe Thornton getting traded, it was Patrick Marleau, which was a possibility. Marleau, of course, also over 40, and the Sharks ended up sending him to Pittsburgh. So good for you, Pittsburgh. I'm anxious to get the story behind the story with Joe Thornton, because when I talked to my Sharks friends on Saturday at Madison Square Garden, they told me that Joe wanted to be traded and that the team was doing everything it could to try to accommodate him so he could get one last run at a Stanley Cup. The only thing I could think is maybe he's not going to retire. Maybe he's planning on playing another season, in which case they wouldn't want it, you know, they wouldn't need to trade him then. But yes, Joe Thornton is my all-time favorite hockey player. And because of that, the Sharks are my team. When he got traded from Boston to San Jose, that was it. I became a Sharks fan. The rest is history.
So Pete has a question that is I think will say a lot depending on the answer here.
Okay.
He wants to know, who would you have play you in a movie about you?
Cameron Diaz. How many times people tell me I look like her? I do not see it. A friend of mine who I've known for 10 years just sent me the Snapchat. He's one of those people that his conversations, they can't be text. They have to be snaps now. So annoying. I'm going to open up this app so that we can text. He said to me, this is after 10 years of being friends, have I ever told you you look like a younger Cameron Diaz? I was like, younger? I don't even know what that means. But he said, you look like Cameron Diaz. The guy who's been looking at me for 10 years and just decided all of a sudden. I've told this story. I'll tell it really quickly. My second trip to Ecuador, I went on a trip to play soccer with little kids up in the Andes Mountains. We took school supplies, la, la, la. Anyway, there was this one place where we stopped for lunch one afternoon, and there were a couple of girls who were giggling. This is before I knew Spanish well enough to understand. They're giggling, and they said through an interpreter, they want to know where your cousin is. And I said, what? My cousin? Your cousin, Cameron Diaz. This is in the Andes Mountains in Ecuador, and two giggling teenagers wanted to know where my cousin Cameron Diaz is. It won't hurt my feelings if you told me I don't look like her, because I don't think I look like her at all. But some people do. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.